Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. I hope you make a habit of joining us for some modern swinging mainstream jazz sounds. And we're going to do installment two of the salute to that great tenor man, Scott Hamilton. He's still around playing well today. He's cut his first LP approximately 40 years ago at a young man of about 20 years of age. And he's been recording extensively ever since that time. We're going to kick it off with something on the Arbor label. It's just a trio. Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, no drums or piano. The name of the album was A Splendid Trio, and it certainly is. It's a honey of a record, and have a mellow recital by three outstanding musicians found to make you feel at peace with the world and happy with the music. So we're going to do Irving Berlin's great composition from the American Songbook, Russian Lullaby.
Thank you.
guess you could call that chamber jazz. That was intimate music at its best. And a fine trio, a splendid trio was the name of the album. Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, doing Irving Berlin's great composition, Russian Lullaby. Okay, now we're going to turn to another sax player, but this is an alto sax man who cut numerous great albums down through his long career, which stretched over 40 years. And this is alto sax man Phil Woods, backed up by really underrated, overlooked, fine bop piano player John Williams on piano, Teddy Cock on bass, Nick Stabilis on drums. This is a little thing called Woodlore.
Thank you.
alto sax sounds of Phil Woods, backed up by John Williams on piano. That's from the title track from Phil Woods' album Woodlore. And so now we're going to move on to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Scott Hamilton. And this is a Concord album that Scott cut with the pianist Gene Harris, the Gene Harris Scott Hamilton Quintet. It's entitled At Last, backed up by guitarist Ray Herbelis, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on drums. This is a fine tune that was written many years back by a great songsmiths, Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. I Fall in Love Too Easily.
Thank you.
gorgeous ballad by the wonderful tenor man Scott Hamilton. Has co-billing on that track with Gene Harris on piano. I've Fallen in Love Too Easily. Fine guitar work there by Herb Ellis. Okay, now we're going to do some straight-ahead hard bop by one of our most well-thought-of piano players, and that's Tommy Flanagan out of Detroit. And there's a little composition written by Tommy called Minor Mishap, and he's got an all-star aggregation with him. John Coltrane there's on tenor sax, Idris Silverman on trumpet, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Doug Watkins on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is from a album called The Cats. Let's listen to Minor Mishap.
Thank you.
that was Tommy Flanagan on piano, leading up a fine group of bop musicians, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Eddie Sullivan on trumpet, Kenny Burrell was on guitar playing the solos on that particular track from an album called The Cats. Now we're going to do something from Scott Hamilton's album Organic Duke, and that title implicates that we've got an organ player on this particular track backing up Scott Hamilton on tenor sax. That's Mike LaDani, and with Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. And the Duke part, of course, is Duke Ellington. So this album is devoted to albums or tunes either composed by Duke Ellington or affiliated with Duke Ellington down through the years. And here's an item that was in the Duke Ellington songbook for, probably 40 years, about 1933, 1934, until Duke's death in 74. They played it about every other night, I would imagine. Rockin' in Rhythm. Thank you. a staple out of the old Duke Ellington songbook played by Duke all down through the years, from Scott Hamilton's album Organic Duke, and backed up by a really fine organ player, Mike Ladani. Okay, now we're going to turn to pianist Horace Parlin, and this is from Horace's album Up and Down. Horace is backed up by Booker Irwin on tenor sax, Grant Green on guitar, George Tucker on bass, Al Hurwood on drums. This is an old Blue Note album cut in 1961 called Up and Down. This is a title track. Thank you. the title track from pianist Horace Harp Parlin's Blue Note album, Up and Down. And along with Horace there on piano, you had Booker Irwin on tenor sax and Grant Green on guitar. Okay, we're going to turn now to our highlight artist of the week, Scott Hamilton again. And this is an album that Scott cut with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Louis Nash on drums. And the title of this track is Black Velvet, but it was also called Don't You Go Away Mad, and it was cut under both titles by several artists, particularly I think Illinois Jack Head on tenor sax had a pretty big hit on this particular cut. But let's listen to Scott Hamilton's version of Black Velvet, or Don't You Go Away Mad. Thank you. Gorgeous tenor sax sounds of our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton, from his album After Hours, tastefully accompanied by Tommy Flanagan on piano. That was a little item that was a hit for a while, I think, by Illinois Jackhead on tenor sax. It was called Black Velvet, and sometimes it was released under the title of Don't You Go Away Mad. Now we're going to be closing out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz, and after news at the top of the hour, we'll be back for another swinging set, and we hope you'll stick around here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine mainstream jazz. Let's close it out the first hour with Sonny Stitt on alto sax, Joe Newman on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano doing Walkin'.